ASU is expanding its reach into the realm of disability studies. The new College of Interdisciplinary Arts and Sciences is going to offer a disability studies major, and it's intended to blend students from a variety of backgrounds and disciplines. Professor Patricia Friedrich is the faculty lead for the program and is with me to talk about details and her expectations. Professor, how would you define disability studies and what that really means?
So disability studies looks pretty much at any aspect of disability from a humanistic and social sciences perspective. So we're interested in understanding what the experience of disability is like for people living with disabilities. That can be, for example, a psychological disability that limits a person's life activities. It can also be a physical disability. So we have invisible disabilities, visible disabilities, and we are interested in understanding what the experience is like of living with a disability in the world. And so many people will be acquainted with a medical model of disability, and the disability studies model is one that complements that model by introducing more of the humanistic, the social aspect of living with a disability.
Is there a particular person or particular type of person in a particular field who would be more interested in disability studies than another? Or again, is it a broad range of people who want to learn about this and then make a career of it?
That's a very good question. It's actually a very broad range. Historically, we have seen, for example, many people in my original discipline, English, contribute to disability studies. Look, for example, at how disability has been represented in different media, in literature. We see historians looking at how disability was seen throughout the years and the centuries. And so it is really a combination of many different disciplines, each of them contributing to a facet of our understanding of what disability means and what living with a disability means.
How much change have you seen in recent years? Was this something that in many ways was on the back burner, was either not considered as important, was not respected in quite the same way, and we've seen a real precipitous climb in terms of the level of interest at universities, at places of higher education all across the country now? Is this seen as valuable, whereas before it was either not or it was just sort of forgotten about?
I think more people are talking about it. And I think to a certain degree, social media and this era of internet communications has contributed to people realizing that they are not alone, that their experience of disability is not their own, but that there is a sense of community and that other people also experience disability. For you to have an idea, the Census Bureau estimates that about 56 million people in the United States live with some form of disability. And at least half of those individuals report that their disability is severe. So once people started talking about it, they realized that they were not alone and that they could, in fact, speak up and find in community a sense of healing, of help, of being part of something greater than themselves, and in that find a path to better living as well.
When you bring up numbers like that, does this sort of feel like a perfect storm as far as the right time to be doing this? Not that it wasn't needed before, but is it even needed more so as disability may not be related to this, but even as more Americans are living longer and longer as well, there may be ailments that come along that people were not as familiar with before.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is actually part of the equation. If we have an older population, we have a greater presence of chronic conditions that could be lifetime conditions and would fall within the realm of disability studies investigation and action. Ultimately, we want to understand what this experience is so that we can make the life of people living with disabilities better. And it has to be a community project in the sense that both people living with disabilities and people who don't live with disabilities get together and try to figure out how we create our society in ways that are more inclusive of diversity and difference.
Let's talk specifically about the ASU program. First of all, give me the proper name of what the discipline is going to be.
Okay, so we're going to offer a BA in disability studies and also a minor. And this will be a degree that a person can take, you know, exclusively the degree, but they can also do it as a concurrent degree. And we think that this is a great opportunity because you can have, for example, an architect who also understands disability. You can have an educator who understands disability. And how wonderful will it be that they will start practicing their craft and their profession with an understanding and an awareness that they should be including, being inclusive of as much diversity as they possibly can.
Was it an uphill battle to create this discipline?
There has been, and I think it is the case, whenever there is new awareness of a phenomenon or of a community, that could be put together as part of a cohesive whole, I think that there's always negotiation there. But I think also there have been many individuals that in their own practice and in their own disciplinary orientation have been working with disability studies in different formats for a long time. We have the advantage of being, you know, the new College of Interdisciplinary Arts and Sciences. This is what we do best, is combining expertise in different disciplines to bring those disciplines together in an interdisciplinary endeavor. And so I think it is the right place, the right time, and the right opportunity. It's when everything fit together.
Patricia Friedrich is the faculty lead for ASU's new Disability Studies program.